AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Donald Trump is due to appear in Georgia tomorrow to again be booked on criminal charges. It's related to the investigation into the 2020 presidential vote count in Georgia. On his way to Georgia today is former Trump lawyer and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
I'm feeling very, very good about it because I feel like I'm defending the rights of all Americans.
Giuliani says he is fighting for justice.
This will be proven to be, like all the rest, a complete hoax and a lie. One of the worst, actually. I don't know if you can compare situations where you destroy First Amendment rights, Fifth Amendment rights. This could be the worst because of all the people that it brings in who really don't deserve this.
Donald Trump's standing in the Republican presidential primary has only increased as the charges have mounted. There will be a Republican presidential debate tonight in Milwaukee. Donald Trump will not be there. India has become the fourth country to land a spacecraft on the moon.
People are applauding. Let us all wait to hear.
The lander with a rover inside touches down on the lunar surface, sparking cheers and applause among the space scientists watching in the southern Indian city of Bengaluru. The moon's southern pole is an uncharted territory the scientists believe could hold vital reserves of frozen water and precious metals as the country cements its growing prowess in space and technology. After a failed attempt nearly 4 years ago, India's made history by becoming the first country to touch down near the little explored South Pole region and joins the US, the Soviet Union and China in achieving a moon landing. I'm Charles Villadesma.
A black bear attacked a 7-year-old boy outside his family's home in suburban New York. His injuries are not considered life-threatening. Stocks are higher in the early going. This is AP News. Dollar Tree and Family Dollar have agreed to a deal with regulators to improve worker and store safety.
Labor Department officials cited blocked exits, unsafe storage, and improper access to fire extinguishers and electrical panels at Dollar Tree and Family Dollar stores. OSHA issued 403 violations since 2017, resulting in more than $13.1 million in fines and $1.4 million in penalties. Under the agreement, the company must fix the violations within 2 years. In the future, if hazards are not fixed within 48 hours of an OSHA notification, the company can face a $100,000 fine per day. I'm Julie Walker.
Kohl's reports both profits and sales declined in the second quarter as the department store chain wrestles with shoppers' cautious spending in a challenging economy. The results were still better than what the experts were predicting. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.